Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Scales of Truth, quick rant of truth today with Tyson Harley. The sound background a little bit different because someone's taking a nice walk in the Sunflower State on a December morning to get a little bit of fresh air. Okay, this quick rant of truth about Brittany Griner and the vast negotiation skills of the United States. No, that's not the cold air. That's sarcasm. So I want to lead with this. Brittany Griner deserves no hostility and no blame. If you're in a prison, however you got there, under minor charges, and somebody negotiates your freedom, it is not up to you to decide that someone else should be free instead of you. Things happen. She has the right notoriety, and she had allies. And no hostility should go towards her. If you ever wonder about that, and I'm going to get to it, so I'm going to get to the other side. So don't, you guys who know me, you don't have to think I've gone soft here because I'm getting to the other side. Did you ever wonder about that type of thing? Put yourself in the shoes of the other, and I don't mean in some mamby-pamby lefty way. I just mean no, really, it's really easy. Just try to quickly define the other side and go, okay, and then say, what is a reasonable choice from that other side, and or is a side that I'm supposedly up in arms against really possibly reasonable from another point of view? If you're in prison and you know some people are trying to get you out of prison in freaking Russia for 9 years, and then you find out the awesome news that someone has negotiated your freedom, would we have you just say, no, keep me? Those decisions are above an individual trying to get in or out of prison, right? So no blame goes to Brittany Griner. But now let's go to this. Sunday morning news in America. The interviewer asking the source. Well, at first the White House said that they had the option between Brittany Griner and the veteran. I forgot his name. But then they quickly corrected themselves and say it was Brittany Griner or nobody is what the Russians offered. The interviewer says, so can you confirm, was it that the Russians offered only Brittany Griner, or did they offer other choices, or the choice including the veteran that we're talking about? The answer, ooh, the big answer, the Russians only offered us the NBA star merely accused of weed possession in return for the Merchant of Death. Oh, so you can confirm that the Russians plan to only scam for a giant arms dealer versus a marijuana dealer, and we just went with what they offered. Yes, I can confirm that. Obviously, the rest of that is added. But hey, could someone look up the definition of negotiation for me? Because since when there's a definition of negotiation when someone puts out an inherently implausible, not equal deal? Since when does a definition not include, no, we're going to reset that. Are you crazy? Here we are with the Biden administration. Their cover in 2022 is now, hey, we are not guilty of the highest levels of ineptitude. That's what stands for cover for the Biden administration in late 2022. Well, I mean, that's all they said we could have. And so they didn't say we could think about the other person. He didn't say we could ask you about the other guy. So there you go. See, we never purposely picked a WNBA person over an esteemed veteran. Because they never asked us to tell us we could even do it. Can you just imagine? When you think of any idea of here comes the square-jawed, very, very firm, and you can see it in his eyes, the negotiator comes into the room, and someone says, listen, I'll give you back a dude for marijuana, and the square-jawed goes, okay. That's where we are. I'm going to say it again. What covers for this administration in 2022, at least just in this case, in other cases, clearly and obviously guilty of high crimes, clearly and obviously guilty of treason, They should have gotten rid of him through due process, of course, a long time ago. Instead, the best that the impotent Republicans, do we need to give them a bunch of, maybe that's it. They're too red-pilled and not enough blue-pilled. They're impotent. Maybe they do need to be blue-pilled, or the other kind of blue-pill. The best they can ever do is go, maybe we should have an investigation. It's like, dude, no, maybe one of you should get your information together and already have an impeachment proceeding. Not just go, it sure seems like. No, there's enough information. It's already true. So the impotent Republicans don't go after the high crimes and misdemeanors and the treasonous acts. They just kind of complain like they're little campus activists. And then what stands for cover is, were they offered to trade the war criminal for one of our vets?
No, you weren't offered, see. That's the thing, if they offered that, we may have actually not gone with WNBA star. But see, the thing, they didn't bring it up. Not like we'd have a list of people that's on our list get back and we could maybe ask for more.
The simple and obvious comparison is, you got Michael Jordan, you got LeBron James in their prime.
Well, I mean, I can do for a negotiation for a trade is 1-to-1. Because it's one person. Just one person. So all you can do is just trade one person for one person. Everybody knows that.
No, they don't. That's not it at all. You look at value and you get creative. Creative is getting to your yes. There's even a book called Getting to Yes, right? And your yes does not have to be the bare minimum, because that would make no sense for you. So yes, even in sports terms, it's like, okay, it's fine that you got back Nick Collison at the tail end of his career. That's nice. But you also got rid of Kevin Durant. Now, don't you think that should involve more than Nick Collison at the end of his career? I feel like it should.
No, I see. The thing is, they just ask for one for one. You can't go getting, I mean, that's the rules, because they told us. They also said it was just Brittany Griner Ralph. I mean, or nothing. So what are you going to do? I mean,
all right, guys. And girls, thanks for listening to The Scales of Truth. I'm Tyson Harley. Catch you next time.